Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the work that Ruth Sherman has given us over the years, the body of work that she's has given us in, as a member of our Brain Trust, joining me on a regular basis to talk about important things, especially in the area of communicating, connecting with people, and building communities, getting your message across effectively and successfully. So many things that she's taught us over the years are still valid, and I hope you go to my website and find her information, but also her own website, RuthSherman.com. Check it out there in her book, Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, is available wherever books are sold. Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. We appreciate your time and all your insights. We're talking about communication, folks, in an election year. We were talking earlier about the presidential themes and ideas that stick, the emotional part of decision-making. The Iowans are going to make their decision today, Ruth, on who's going to, the Iowa Republicans, I should say, on who they think the caucus. Now talk about a communication exercise. Those caucuses are interesting, aren't they? Because of the way they come together.
They are so interesting. You know, it makes me really want to move to small town America. I live in the big city America. It makes me want to move to small town America because these people care for each other. They communicate with each other.
It's retail politics, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's so, so wonderful to watch. And, you know, for all of the comments in the news about it not being representative of the United States as a whole, it's very fascinating and wonderful to watch it unfold.
Well, it's the American experiment on human faces, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, we're talking here about, in general, in communication, Jim, about a return to face-to-face. And the Iowans really never lost that.
They never
gave up on that. You know, in the middle of winter, in the middle of dreadful Iowa winters, they're out there going to their, you know, places to caucus and to choose and to be part of the
process. But in those caucuses, people are going to stand up and make their pitch for their candidate.
That's right.
So the candidate surrogates... You talked earlier about having a central message, having a consistent message. All these caucus leaders for the individual candidates in each one of these caucuses, they have a job to do as the surrogate for their candidate. Those surrogates have to have their message right. And anybody who is a stakeholder in our business needs to be able to do the same thing, don't they?
They absolutely do. One of the things that these surrogates in Iowa, in the caucuses, have to do, of course, is to depend on the relationships that they have with their fellow caucus goers.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do they have to make the pitch and make sure that it's what the candidate wants them to say, but they've got to connect with their friends
right.
and their neighbors. And that's something that's so difficult to do these days with the kind of communication that we're doing, which mm-hmm. is basically distance and electronic and written and, you know, kind of boring. But they've got a chance to really connect in this very powerful way.
Well, I've said for a long time, face-to-face is the original social media. And,
it is.
And you know, our the people who work with us, our employees, our customers, people who are neighbors, the neighbors of our businesses. We have opportunities in our businesses to build this kind of a network, like the candidates are trying to build in these states, to get people to be our voice for us, to get people to tell our message to other people, and that's the way small businesses are. That kind of a word of mouth referral is the way small business owners can grow organically, and I think we can all take a lesson from the caucus states.
I think we can too, Jim. And you know, one of the other things that's happening right now, and we've talked about this before, is the onslaught of video, and that is another. It is not as good as being in person with somebody, but it is better, way better mm-hmm. than just writing and depending on written language. So
right.
That's something else that business owners really need to pay attention to.
Well said. And of course, the especially having a YouTube channel, that's something. And you know, you can get customers to do those things for you.
That's right, you can.
Customers will do those things for you these
days. That's right.
Ruth, we've got about a minute or so. Last thoughts on what we can learn from the candidates.
Well, I think we have to pay attention to not only what they say, Jim, but how they say it. What is Mitt Romney saying, but what is his delivery style? Right now, for example, I think that his delivery style is wanting. I think mm-hmm. that he really needs to work on that. Now, we've got 11 months, right?
You think he's a little stiff?
I think he's a little stiff, just a little.
Yeah.
As we know, he's been sending his wife, Ann Romney, out to speak on his behalf, and she's less stiff. She's much less stiff,
uh-huh.
much more, connects much better. But the candidate has to connect, and so there's that piece of it. If we watch Ron Paul, I don't know where he's going to be in the next month or two, but mm-hmm. He's an interesting character, an interesting candidate
he
to
is,
watch.
The thing about Ron Paul is he's authentic, isn't he?
He's authentic. Exactly.
Whether you like what he says or not, he's authentic. That's a good lesson. I think small business owners must be authentic. If they don't have authenticity, they have nothing, as far as I'm
concerned. That's right. People may not agree with what you're saying, mm-hmm. but they will respect that you're consistent and that you believe in what you're saying.
Yep.
And that's another place I think that Romney has some work to do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
So,
hey, Ruth, I've got to wrap it up, but thank you so much for giving us these insights into connecting with people and communicating with them and winning. Will you come back again real soon? Let's keep this going this year.
Absolutely, Jim. I'd love to. You know that.
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth, let's have a good 2012 together.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, Jim.
You
Thanks
too.
Again.
RuthSherman.com. Check out her website, and her book is Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.